FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine, and today I'm chatting to Rajan Fleetman of the Belgian Beer Company. Welcome to the show, Rajan.
Thank you for having me, Jenny.
Our pleasure. We hope you're going to put us straight, because I think as many of us are trying to repent for the sins of lockdown feasting and public holidays with no alcohol and low alcohol, you need to put us on the right track. So can you start by telling me, what is the definition of a no alcohol beer?
So typically a no alcohol beer has to have less than 0.05% traces of alcohol in it.
Okay, so would that show up if we had a test at the side of the road for our drunken driving?
No.
Okay.
It definitely shouldn't.
Good. So it really is low enough to be considered no alcohol.
Yes, no, absolutely.
And how does the manufacturing of a no alcohol beer differ? And does the taste vary?
So essentially, a no alcohol beer has to go through a process of de-alcoholization. So it's manufactured as a beer and then the alcohol is removed. So it's quite a fascinating process, and despite what people think, it's quite costly. So I think there's very often a debate around, well, low alcohol should be cheaper because of the fact that it's got no alcohol. But as a matter of fact, it goes through this very intense process, which is costly, and needs to be done in such a delicate way that it doesn't actually affect the taste of the beer or any of the flavor profiles, because of the fact that, you know, you want to get the same experience without the alcohol.
Yes. And there is definitely a trend now. People are choosing lighter drinks, and particularly because of the kilojoule content. How does this affect a beer? If it's no alcohol, is the kilojoule content also less?
Considerably. I mean, just to give you an example, our Liefmans Frites, I think, is between 92 and 94 calories. And our Liefmans Frites, the alcohol-free version, is 55 calories. I mean, it's considerably less.
That's very good news.
Very good for the waistline.
Yes, and you can drink more. How important do you think it is for consumers to read labels when they're buying a beer?
Well, you know, I suppose it all depends on your reason for your purchase. I mean, some people really are going out to buy beer for beer's sake, whereas you do have people who are now wanting to experience the flavors of beer, but at the same time not have the heavy hangover or they're driving. So there is definitely an awareness that's been created due to our change of driving regulations in South Africa. And then I think for general health reasons, you know, I mean, what a pleasure to be able to go out, be appearing to be participating in the festivities of an evening, but without any of the after effects or side effects.
And Rajan, if one was to just taste a good spectrum of beers, if you said, right, here are three beers for you to taste and they're all very different, what would you recommend those be?
So it depends what your sort of what your palate enjoys. We've got a very broad selection in our brand stable, and it also depends on the weather. I mean, our Liefmans Frites is a berry beer, so it's fresh, it serves on ice, can be enjoyed on a beautiful summer's day. You can enjoy a Duvel as well, which is known as the champagne of beers. It's a beautiful, beautiful crisp ale. And then we also have our darker beers that come from the Maritsu Brewery, which is an Abbey brewery. So those are really rich, chocolatey, very flavorful, big mouthfeel beers.
You're making my mouth water. And what foods would you believe pair well with these beers?
So there is a massive trend in Europe around beer and food pairing, and cheeses particularly. We've seen really good successes with particular beers with particular flavor profiles pairing very well with certain cheeses. But for that matter, I mean, we've done a tasting with mussels, and our fruity beers, as well as our sort of more crisp, clean ales, they pair equally well, just depending on what you really enjoy. But there's lots of fun to be had. I mean, at Den Anker, we serve a place of taste, six tasting beers. So it's really nice, small little tasting portions. And you can go wild with some of our tapas and, you know, trying the different flavors. And the wheat beers as well go beautifully with certain fish dishes, obviously depending on sauces. But much like wine and food pairing, you know, you look for certain aspects in the flavor profile of the beer, and then work that into the food that you're eating.
Yes, and then of course it always comes down just to personal preference.
Absolutely.
But you've given me so many ideas. I think the cheese and the beer is a really good one for the weekend ahead.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yes, and if you had to pair good music with your beers, what would you choose?
My goodness gracious me, this was an exercise that was done not so long ago. I've actually read something really interesting about it. I think it's very much dependent on the mood and the atmosphere around you at the time. So, you know, I mean, I could imagine an aficionado sitting down with a pair of headphones on and a duvel and listening to some good classical music. And at the same time, you know, see people standing at a braai with a Vedette Extra White listening to some good sort of 80s tunes. So it depends on lots of factors. But, yeah, there's definitely something for everybody and for all the different styles of music out there.
Well, thank you for the food for thought.
Pleasure.
That was Rejane Fleetman of the Belgian Beer Company. For mouth-watering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.